Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Joining us now, Dr. Gridlock, Robert Thompson of the Washington Post. Well, if you believe what's going on here with the Metro Board, this is like old school Tammany Hall politics. So, Virginia, you don't want to pony up some more money to fix our broken metro system? Be ashamed to see anything happen to that little silver line extension you've been looking forward to.
Be ashamed something happened.
What is going on here, Dr. Gridlock?
Well, this is a classic state of politics. I like the comparison to Tammany Hall. It's kind of a city suburbs thing about who's going to pay what for metro. And it's a good reason for Metro to be changing its entire governance system, as many people have called for.
Well, what's funny is one of the people who's been calling for that is the board chair, Jack Evans. But he engaged in this last week by openly criticizing Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland. It's like these D.C. board members are really going after Virginia and Maryland for apparently not paying their fair share. But is that entirely true, in your opinion, Mr. Thompson?
No, I think that Metro needs to be thought of as a regional system where everybody gets together and represents the riders and the various civic and business interests in Metro. That's not happening. That's not been happening in my experience, which now goes back about 30 years with Metro. We always get into these political fights. This is really nothing new for the Metro transit system, unfortunately.
Yeah, Brian, if I'm Virginia or Maryland, I'm saying to Jack Evans, you know, all of my residents are hopping on this train and bringing dollars down to your restaurants your bars and all of the clothing stores down in your district. So back off there, buddy.
Well, the other thing that's going on here is the idea that Metro wants to reduce its late hours so that, you know, basically it could be said that the Metro will always close down before the bars do.
Yes.
I mean, every single
sort
night of
the
week.
Opposite idea.
Yeah. And the D.C. people are very unhappy about this. Can they force Metro to do something different than what is being proposed?
Yes. As Metro Board Chairman, Jack Evans is doing a very good job representing Ward 2 of the District of Columbia. And yes, because of the district veto, which is part of the Metro Compact, and this is part of the reason I say Metro needs to overhaul its governance system. One jurisdiction, if the board members vote together in that jurisdiction, they can hold up, they can create gridlock in the Metro board, just the way we can have that in Congress. There's something that needs to be changed here and changed pretty quickly.
And who would be able to identify gridlock better than Dr. Gridlock?
Exactly.
He knows it.
Although I think he has better solutions for the gridlock on Connecticut Avenue than in Congress.
And this is the real situation. And you keep coming back to it. We keep dancing around. But it seems to me that the way this whole governance is set up of Metro, it's absolutely dysfunctional and it needs to be overhauled. How do you implement something like that?
Yeah, who overhauls it?
Well, I think that we as a region need to do it. You know, one of the things Jack Evans called for just a few weeks ago was consideration of a federal takeover of Metro. I just don't see that happening. I think this is a problem that we in the region helped create, this governance problem, and it's one that we need to solve by actually getting people together and tackling this problem, regional leaders tackling this problem.
When have you ever known, I hear what you're saying. I think you're right. But when have you ever known regional leaders to vote outside their own parochial interests?
The last time I can think of a compromise on transportation was when we got the Wilson Bridge rebuilt. That was actually a wonderful example of the whole region coming together on a problem and making a fix happened. But, of course, I can remember that because it's so rare.
Yeah. And, of course, they even got that wrong because they named it after Woodrow Wilson instead of Brian Wilson who it's supposed to be named after.
It's supposed to be my bridge.
All right. Meanwhile,
the
latest SafeTrack surge began this week, speaking of the Silver Line and also the Orange Line affected by it. What's this one going to do? Who's it going to affect? And in general, this is a multi-part question, Dr. Gridlock. You can handle it. In general, has the surge actually been effective?
What continues to trouble me is that there are so many folks out there who think that the SafeTrack program is going to fix Metro. SafeTrack is not going to fix Metro. It's much more complicated than that. And that, by the way, is one of the reasons, one of the main reasons, that the general manager is asking for these reduced hours of service overnight. He wants 8 more hours of time for necessary preventive maintenance. SafeTrack is whack-a-mole. SafeTrack goes after problems that should never have been allowed to occur in the first place, and it fixes certain sections of track, 15 of them altogether. That's not the same as fixing Metro. It's important, but it's not fixing Metro. For example, 60% of the delays that we have, that commuters have with Metro, are caused by problems with the rail cars, not with the tracks. SafeTrack goes after the tracks.
Ah. All right. So that answers that. So it's really, I mean, it's like you said, it's whack-a-mole, but not fixing the broader problem. Who is it affecting there on the Orange and Silver Line specifically?
It's affecting everybody who rides the Orange and Silver Lines. That's because to create the single tracking zone on the west side of the system between East Falls Church and West Falls Church, Metro had to drastically space out the rail cars. And so everybody, you can live in New Carrollton and never experience the single tracking on your trip downtown, but you're still affected by the 20-minute gaps between the trains on the Orange and Silver Lines.
Makes sense. Good. All right, Dr. Gridlock, Robert Thompson, Washington Post, always good to have you, sir.
Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.